Hi there, all my Israelite brothers and sisters living among the pagans. Praise you, Yahweh, who has set you apart as a special people unto him. And welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part two of Pork and the Unclean. You can follow along with the document by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Pork is found in the Word Studies menu.
In part one, we learned that unclean animals are unclean for a reason. They are nature's vacuum. They are scavengers, and their diet is of death and decay. They are the waters and land cleanup crew. They feast on dead things, garbage, and everything we litter onto God's green earth. They filter out the toxins in the environment, and they retain these toxins within them, along with a host of bacteria, viruses, and parasites. Common sense would tell you that you are what you eat. So if you are eating an unclean, garbage-disposing animal that eats death and garbage and is full of diseases, wouldn't you be eating a double dose of double-stuffed uncleanness? Do you know that your body is a temple? And when you eat an unclean animal, you have defiled your temple. But don't sweat it. It's only a temporary defilement, as it goes out in the drought. Christ didn't say that eating pork doesn't defile you. He said that eating with unwashed hands doesn't defile you. When we eat something unclean, our bodies work to expel it. If we continue eating unclean things, we are in a condition of uncleanness and are defiled and contaminated. When we sin, the law on our hearts works to prompt us to repent. When we do, we are forgiven of our unclean transgressions and are cleansed and forgiven. But we do sin again and continue to sin. So if we do not put off the old man and put on the new man and be that new man daily, then we remain in a condition of sin and are defiled and are desecrating the name of Yahweh. We know the churches teach the food laws were done away with. We know they are unlearned, deceived, stiff-necked, and marinating in their delusions, because they have been contaminated with false doctrine and cannot discern the clean from the unclean. They don't understand that the only laws that were done away with are the laws of ordinances, which were the ordinances of the priesthood. The sacrifices, the priesthood, the priests, and Levitical rituals and oblations were done away with. They expired when Christ died, because his sacrifice was the last, and he is our high priest, making all rituals, sacrifices, priests, and mediators of none effect. In part one, we learned that Yahweh has statutes, commandments, judgments, and ordinances. His statutes are appointed customs and manners, which he prescribed to his set-apart family, Yisrael, to keep in every generation wherever we dwell. We saw that Yahweh established the clean and unclean animals from the beginning, and he instructed Noah to take 7 pairs of clean animals and the unclean animals by 2. We learned that unclean in the Hebrew is tameh and is an adjective meaning unclean and impure, and a verb which means to become unclean or become impure. We learned in Exodus that when we do not keep the Sabbath day and do not set it apart as a holy day, then we defile it, we profane it, and we count it as common. Something common is ordinary, not set apart, not noble, lewd, and in many cases, pagan. Leviticus lays out the laws of the clean and unclean. Dead things are unclean. Touching something dead contaminates you, and you are unclean until you bathe, and you're unclean until the evening. Leviticus chapter 11 is the holy menu. It lists the clean and unclean animals, birds, fish, crustaceans, and insects. Yahweh created these creatures as unclean animals and for a specific purpose: to clean the death and disease from the land and waterways, so his earth has vacuum cleaners. When Jesus died and cleaned the unclean animals so we could eat them, did he clean decaying flesh and plants, garbage and bacteria? Because those things are still around, and all the unclean animals that ate them still eat them. A reference in 4th Maccabees stated that forbidden meats are gratifying because they taste so good, but they are against the law. And if we understand that these animals are unclean and not considered food, and really are filthy animals, then the impulses of the body are reined in by reasoning. Yahweh is watching everything we do, and the demerits add up. You will have to account for every demerit at Judgment Day. Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you, that every idle matter that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 1 Peter 4:3. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the desire of the nations, having walked in indecencies, lusts, drunkenness, orgies, wild parties, and abominable idolatries, in which they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same flood of loose behavior, blaspheming, who shall give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The ban on unclean animals is there for health reasons. You wouldn't eat what's in your vacuum cleaner, would you? Why would you eat nature's vacuum cleaner? Leviticus chapters 12 through 18 covered conditions of uncleanness and impurity. We, as children of Yisrael, are a set-apart people. We are a pure seed line of people, a holy family of consecrated, clean people. We have become unclean and impure, but we can be cleansed, forgiven, and purified. Women having children or menstrual cycle become unclean for 7 days. Skin disorders and leprosy contaminate and cause uncleanness. Mold and mildew contaminates and makes clothes and homes unclean. STDs make one unclean. Sin makes one unclean. Eating a clean animal which died of itself renders you unclean. Unlawful sexual relations defiles you, and you become unclean. Bestiality is an abomination and defiling, and makes you unclean and an abhorrence. Homosexuality is an abomination, disgusting, and you become unclean. So we can see that there are unclean things, unclean actions, unclean animals for consumption and for sacrifice, and that a pure people can become impure and unclean. Only through digestion, bathing, and repentance can we become clean again. Digestion, meaning when you eat something unclean or sacrificed to idols, or an unclean animal, you are contaminated, polluted, defiled, unclean, until you go number two. You may feel a little sick for a few hours, but you are purged by the digestive process, which is brilliant. Thank you, Yahweh. You are cleansed by bathing, but you are not considered clean until evening. This is in reference to soldiers, women, and the diseased that are healed. You are cleansed through repentance. Yeshua Christ is who we must come to for forgiveness. We have sinned, so we need to be sorry. We need to acknowledge and confess our errors. We must ask for forgiveness, and we must change our sinful and unclean ways. Yahweh provides a path back to Him in every situation. But we can't go around declaring we're saved and waiting for the rapture and eating pork and catfish worshiping Haimi Jesus. That is the thinking of someone whose mind has been defiled by false church doctrine. They don't know who they are or whose they are. Let's continue in Leviticus 19, but first, a word from our adversary. This will begin your training to help you stand against the rulers of the darkness of this world who try to tempt you with enticing words and delicious delicatessens.
Not the same old sandwich again.
Wow, the Underworld Devil!
Cheer up, guys. How about a great-tasting sandwich made with Underworld Devil ham for a devilicious change of pace?
Devilicious?
That's right, devilicious. It's made from selected whole hams and natural spices. Nothing tastes like an Underworld meat spread sandwich.
Yeah, it is devilicious.
Underworld deviled ham, chunky chicken, and roast beef spreads. They're devilicious.
And this is how you fight these sinful desires. You quote scripture. Get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me, for you savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Chapter 19 is about personal conduct, showing that our actions and worship can make us unclean and common. Yahweh demands we be holy, which means set apart. Set apart from what? Everything Yahweh told us not to touch, eat, partake in, have sex with, worship, and fellowship with. Yahweh even commands we do not gender our livestock with diverse kinds, sow our field with mixed seeds, GMOs, or mingle garments and fabrics. Cotton and polyester. Yahweh has reasons why He doesn't want anything mixed. Even something as simple as mixing fabrics can cause skin irritation. Polyester is petroleum-based, which releases poisonous gases that are harmful to the skin and respiratory system. Even color dyes are poisonous. If God made unclean animals edible to eat, did He make carcinogenic and harmful fabrics safe to wear, too? Leviticus 19:12.
And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane, defile, desecrate, and make common the name of your Elohim. I am Yahweh.
Yeshua tells us not to swear at all, not by heaven, His throne, nor by earth, His footstool. His name is sacred and not to be used as the common pagans swear on their gods. Leviticus 19:29.
Do not prostitute, profane, defile, desecrate, pollute, or make common your daughter, to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall into whoredom, and the land become full of sexual wickedness.
Prostitute here in verse 29 is H2490, kalal, meaning to profane, defile, desecrate, pollute, and make common. Has not the Jewish-owned music, movies, TV, and magazines taught your daughters to be whores? Jewish values in a Christian society will teach your children to defile themselves. Did you know they are teaching elementary school children how to masturbate and have anal sex? Disgusting. Leviticus 20, verse 2.
Again, you shall say to the children of Yisrael, whosoever he be of the children of Yisrael, or of the strangers of kin that sojourn in Yisrael, that give any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall be surely put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and cut him off from among his people, because he has given his seed unto Moloch, to defile, to make unclean and impure, and contaminate my sanctuary, and to profane, pollute, defile, desecrate, and make common my holy name.
Planned Parenthood of Ammon was where our Israelite ancestors went to offer their babies to Moloch, where they would be sacrificed by fire. Fifteen out of 1,000 women get abortions. There are about 800 abortion clinics in America. 30,260,000 different women had one or more abortions from 1967 to the present in the USA. Every state has at least one office of Moloch. Texas, Florida, and New York have between 28 and 95 offices each of Moloch. And California has 152. Every state is defiled by these institutions. Every state is allowing this abomination. Do you think Yahweh counts America as unclean and detestable? Or is he still blessing us as a nation? Leviticus 20:22.
You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land, wherever I bring you to dwell therein, vomit you not out. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference and separation between clean beasts and unclean and impure beasts, and between unclean and impure fowls and the clean. And you shall not make your souls abominable, filthy, and detestable by beast or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean and to be impure. And you shall be a holy and separate people unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy and set apart, and have severed you from all other people, that you should be mine.
Yahweh commands we be separate from all the other races, because he did not choose the other races to be his set-apart people. They are not under these laws. They are not covenanted with or promised anything, because they are not of the family of Yahweh. Only the race of Adam is of the racial family of Yahweh, born from above with his spirit within us, and we are called by his name and are separated from all peoples. It's time we start living that way. So, by the church's invented doctrine of an all-you-can-eat unclean food buffet, which they say God cleansed all the unclean animals, wouldn't that logic include the cleansing of menstruous women and skin disorders, mold and mildew, eating already dead animals, and having close family relation intercourse and bestiality? Where does it say just animals were cleansed? Didn't God cleanse everything and do away with the law? Doesn't anything go now because we're all under grace? I think it was actually Aleister Crowley who said, "Do what thou wilt." Leviticus chapter 21 goes over the ways we defile ourselves. We are a consecrated, pure, and set-apart holy people. But when we adopt the ways of the pagan nations and other races, we desecrate ourselves. We become foul and detestable. We are counted as common and contaminated. We become unclean sexually, religiously, morally, ceremonially, and ethically. Leviticus chapter 22 goes over the priests and the ordinances of the priesthood, and that Yahweh does not want his holy, set-apart things defiled by pagan practices. The book of Bamidbar, Numbers, covers most of these things again, mostly of being unclean by reason of touching a dead body, because Numbers is about the census of Israelites at Mount Sinai, and then again after the 40 years wandering. It covers camp positions and standards, and the rules concerning the unclean within the camp. It covers duties of the Levites, the spying out of the land of Canaan, and wars with the cursed seed Canaanite tribes. The fighting men had to purify themselves before they entered the camp, because they usually touched dead bodies.
Pulled pork, pulled pork,
pulled pork, pulled pork, pulled pork, pulled pork, pulled pork, pulled pork, pulled pork!
Can you believe we're going to be eating our own pulled pork in only 5 hours? 5 hours! Oh yeah!
I'm going to Subway.
Don't wait for barbecue. Try the Applewood pulled pork sandwich at Subway restaurants. Tender, slow-cooked seasoned pork topped with a bold barbecue sauce. It's a barbecue lover's sandwich come true. Only at Subway.
Do you choose Subway or do you choose Yahweh?
Deuteronomy is Ele Debarim, meaning repetition of the law. The new generations born in the wilderness were not alive at Sinai, and the laws were read to them before they entered the promised land. These laws included the food laws. Deuteronomy 12:13. Take heed to yourself that you offer not your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place that Yahweh shall choose in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Notwithstanding, you may kill and eat flesh in all your gates, whatsoever your soul lusts after, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim which he has given you. The unclean and impure, and the clean and pure, may eat thereof, as the roebuck, and as of the hart.
See, the food laws were done away with, even when they got to the promised land.
Wrong. Verse 15 states, according to what Yahweh established as clean and unclean. The people in the church, sitting in their own pew, believing every word of their pulpit pimp, have closed the case. They say,
it says, whatsoever your soul lusts after, you may eat.
Well, that's the problem with these churches. They take everything at face value, from bad translations, misinterpretations, and laziness to add to their gullibility and naivety. In the next clause of verse 15, the unclean and the clean are references to people. Some examples would include men in the army who've touched a dead body, menstruating women, the sick and skin blemished. They would be considered impure and unclean for worship or fellowship. Also, this verse is referring to the animals that were ritually clean for sacrifice and fit for consumption, not forbidden animals. Notice, it gives two examples of clean animals, the roebuck and the hart. Verse 22, even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so you shall eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike? Wait, who's eating who? The unclean and the clean animals shall eat of them alike? No. The Septuagint is more clear. The unclean in you and the clean shall eat it in like manner. The unclean in you is a reference to the people who were unclean by reason of touching a dead body, menstruation, or having skin disorders. No matter what condition of health or cleanliness you are in, you, being an Israelite, whether considered clean or unclean, can still only eat clean animals. If society fell and there was no food in the stores and you were starving, do you think it would be lawful to eat unclean animals to survive? If you said yes, then you are not understanding that you would still be breaking Yahweh's laws and not trusting that He will provide for you. It's lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, but it's not lawful to break His laws. Doing good is not breaking the law. Eating unclean animals is breaking the law. Would you deny God at gunpoint so you don't get shot? You may survive that death, but you won't rise from the second if you've denied Him. Same concept. There is no excuse to break the law or to deny God, not even to save your life. For whoso shall save his life shall lose it. Chapter 14 of Deuteronomy is a repetition of the laws of unclean animals. Deuteronomy 14:2. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto Himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Leviticus 20:26.
And you shall be holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine.
Holy means set apart. Yahweh gave His children a set menu. He did not give the other races these dinner specials. They can eat anything from the diddle-eyed Joe to the damned if I know. Verse 3. You shall not eat any abominable thing. Abominable thing is H8841, Toeba, which is a disgusting thing, unclean for food or sacrifice. Verse 7. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel and the hare, and the desert rabbit, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Therefore they are unclean and impure unto you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet chews not the cud. It is unclean and impure unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. They still divide the hoof and chew not the cud. They still eat garbage and dead things. It is still a filthy animal and unclean. Verse 10. And whatsoever has not fins and scales, you may not eat it. It is unclean and impure unto you. A second witness is found in Deuteronomy 15:22. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood thereof. You shall pour it upon the ground as water. Even though person shall eat it is in italics, the translators added it because they understood that it was unclean people who this is referring to. Some italicized words help connect the sentences or clarify the context, but most italicized words have no business being in the translations. When we eat unclean things, or if we have unclean things in our quarters, Yahweh cannot dwell with us, and a lot of the time He does not bless us, because He does not have fellowship with the unrighteous and with uncleanness. Deuteronomy 23:14, For Yahweh your Elohim walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore shall your camp be holy, that he see no unclean or shameful thing in you, and turn away from you. Unclean is H6172, Urva, which is nakedness, nudity, shame, indecency, improper behavior. Yahweh doesn't want you to eat unclean things or to be indecent by nudity and improper behavior. Pagan practices come with sexual fornication and improper behavior, including orgies, sacrificing, and eating unclean animals.
This mean old God of the Old Testament is no fun. He don't want us to eat yummy bacon or have sex with aliens or beasts, or join in the sacrifices with secret societies.
When you ask the neighbors to come and bring the youngsters along, too, here is a meal to please everybody. Cinnamon apple salad served with this very special Yankee ham that we fix with the best-tasting pasteurized processed cheese you can buy. Kraft Deluxe Slices. Whenever you get the slices marked Kraft, you get the kind with extra rich cheese flavor in every single bite. We arrange diagonally cut Kraft slices around a good thick slice of broiled ham and return it to the broiler just long enough to melt the cheese for a very special main dish that'll please kids and grown-ups alike.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, ham and cheese, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, He has also rejected you.
In Shofetim, Judges, we see that a Nazirite cannot eat any unclean animal. A Nazirite is one consecrated or devoted to Yahweh. Samson was a Nazirite. A messenger of Yahweh told his mother not to eat any unclean animal. 1 Kings 11:4. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom the abomination, the detestable idol of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and went not fully after Yahweh, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination and detestable idol of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination and detestable idol of the children of Ammon. Amos 5:26.
But you have borne the tabernacle of Moloch and Chayim, your images, the star of your God, Remphan, which you made to yourselves.
Ashtoreth is where Easter comes from. Milcom is a reference to the six-pointed star the churches teach is the Star of David. There is no Star of David. It's the Star of Solomon when he adopted Canaanite religions. Chayun is an image or statue of the god of Saturn. Saturn is symbolic of Satan. Satan owns Nike, whose logo is the ring of Saturn. If the Jews are Satan's kids, which they are, Genesis 3:15 and John 8:44, and they own Nike, in addition to everything else, and you purchase their products and advertise them as you wear them, would you be considered foul, profaned, desecrated, contaminated? You may not think so, but in reality and in fact, you are financially supporting Satan. You are physically stating who you support, and spiritually, you are walking in darkness and proudly displaying an idolatrous object. You are no different than the common people and are keeping the wicked system going by supporting it. You may not know it, but wearing a cross is pagan too. A symbol does not define Christ, or that you are a Christian, or that you love God. It's an image, a pagan ornament, a part of idolatry, which is considered detestable filth and an abhorrence to the Father. You are his advertisement. You are his symbol of a Christian. You are set apart from these common practices, so don't defile yourselves with them. Yahweh said to wear his law on your hearts and keep his word on your minds. 1 Kings 20:19 from the Septuagint.
And you shall speak to King Ahab of Yisrael, saying, Thus says Yahweh, For as much as you have slain and taken possession, therefore thus says Yahweh, In every place where the swine and the dogs have licked the blood of Naboth, there shall the dogs lick your blood, and the harlots shall wash themselves in your blood.
1 Kings 22:38 from the Septuagint. And they washed the chariot at the fountain of Samaria, and the swine and the dogs licked up the blood, and the harlots washed themselves in the blood, according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke. Yahweh demands we do not eat flesh that has not been drained of the blood, nor to drink blood. He would certainly not want us eating animals that drink blood. Pigs still drink blood. Is blood clean to drink now, churches? Why don't the churches eat dog? Aren't they clean now too? So many different flavors to choose from.
Bacon! Where's the bacon? I smell bacon! Bacon! Gotta be bacon! Only one thing smells like bacon! That's bacon! Bacon! There! From that bag! What's it say? I can't read! Please, give me what's in the bag! Chewy, yummy, smoky bacon!
There you go.
Oh boy. No. It's bacon!
No, it's bacon strips, brand dog snack from Purina. Bacon strips. Dogs don't know it's not bacon.
It's bacon!
Ezra 2:61 and Nehemiah 7:64. And of the children of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Koz, and the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called after their name, these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, meaning desecrated and removed from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha, meaning Nehemiah, said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things until there stood up a priest with the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim were stones on the high priest's breastplate, which were used by righteous priests to determine God's decision in certain issues. The positions in the priesthood were set apart for certain tribes of Levi. If they could not prove their lineage, they were not allowed in the priesthood. A non-Levite, or a Levite not ordained by Yahweh for certain duties within the priesthood, would profane the position and the service. After a fresh start, the remnant of Judah returned to Jerusalem from Babylonian captivity and were already race-mixing and straying from Yahweh by adopting the culture of the people of the lands according to their abominations, once again being commonized. Ezra 9:10. And now, O our Elohim, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying,
The land unto which you go to possess it is an unclean, impure, and idolatrous land, with the filthiness, immorality, and idolatry of the people of the lands, with their abominations and wickedness, which they have filled it from one end to another, by their uncleanness and religious filthiness.
The Canaanite and Edomite Jews and the other races are unclean and abominable. They don't have the customs, manners, and traditions of God's people. They eat all kinds of unclean animals, and their ways and religions are of filthiness. This is why Yahweh set us apart from the other peoples. Our people have a hard time understanding that all races are not equal. How come all the civilizations and empires in history that had law, order, and morals were founded by white people? It's because we are God's race. We are His holy, set-apart nation, the people He chose over all other peoples, and He wants us to eat, act, live, think, speak, and be set apart, which is holy. Just because the other races were not chosen, set apart, or holy, does not mean that they cannot benefit from living by our values, or that they can't have a good life. But it doesn't change the fact that Yahweh did not choose them, promise them, or covenant with them, or set them apart. He chose the seed of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, the called, set apart, holy people. How can we be set apart if we make ourselves common by profaning and desecrating our set apart heritage, our ways, our worship, and our God with unclean things? When the remnant returned to Jerusalem, so did the merchants. The merchants were usually Canaanite and Edomite Jews trying to sell their merchandise on the Sabbath. Nehemiah 13:17. Then I contended with the nobles of Yehuda and said unto them, What evil thing is this that you do and profane, defile, pollute, desecrate, and make common the Sabbath day? The Geneva has, break the Sabbath day. Verse 18. Did not your forefathers thus, and did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Yisrael by profaning, breaking, defiling, polluting, desecrating, and making common the Sabbath. Keeping the Sabbath is the fourth commandment. We are not to work or to buy or sell on the Sabbath. When we do break the covenant, we defile the set-apart holy day, which is holier than every other day. We pollute the day of rest Yahweh gave us. We treat it as common. Yahweh still wants us to keep the Sabbath day. Whether you keep a Saturday or Sunday Sabbath, or go by the solar calendar and keep the day the Sabbath falls on that year, we must keep one out of 7 days as a set-apart holy day to rest, not to buy or sell, and to praise Yahweh. Amazing, the churches have not done away with the Sabbath, but they do profane it by worshiping a Jewish Jesus in a temple identified by an Egyptian sun pillar with the symbol of Tammuz on top. On the day of the sun god, sitting in their own pew, defiling their minds with false doctrine, and making common the word of God to everybody else who is not in the family or covenant of Yahweh. You can't be in the family of God by just believing. You are either an Israelite or you are not. The family of Yahweh is genetic. Tobit 1:10. And when we were carried away captives to Nineveh, all my brethren and those that were of my kindred did eat of the food of the nations. But I kept myself from eating, because I remembered Elohim with all my heart. And the Most High gave me grace and favor before Enemessar, so that I was his purveyor. Tobit chose not to eat unclean animals, even in captivity, and he found favor with his captors. When we obey Yahweh, even in our punishment, he will lift us up. Job 14:4. Job speaking, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. What can this verse mean? Here are some other translations. From the Septuagint, for who shall be pure from uncleanness? Not even one. From the Geneva, who can bring a clean thing out of filthiness? There is not one. The NIV, who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. The New Living Translation, who can bring purity out of an impure person? No one. The NASB, who can make the clean out of the unclean? No one. This verse can be taken many different ways. It can be talking about sinners and forgiveness, Psalm 51:2, 5, and 10. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. It could be talking about race mixing, which would produce an unclean, impure seed. Deuteronomy 23:2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Even unto his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. It could be talking about fruits. Fruits can be a reference to works and genetics. Matthew 7:17. Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
This old smokehouse used to smoke the best hams you ever tasted.
Wish we had some, Grandpa.
Today we have Smoky Hollow Classic, the boneless ham with that old-fashioned smokehouse taste.
Does Smoky Hollow have a smokehouse?
Yep, they take extra lean hams and smoke them with 100% natural hickory smoke for that old-fashioned smokehouse taste. Try Smoky Hollow Classic Ham.
best I ever tasted.
Job 6:30. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?
Elihu speaks to Job and tells him that Yahweh does not preserve the life of the wicked, and he does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. And if they are caught in the cords of affliction, Job 36:9, then he shows them their works and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He opens also their ear to discipline and commands that they turn back from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Hosea 4:6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your Elohim, I will also forget your children.
Back to Job, verse 13. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They call not when Yahweh binds them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. Unclean here is H6945, meaning male temple prostitutes. So, are male prostitutes considered clean now too, churches?
Meals can be a dream when you serve a hand this lean. Da 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 da, it tastes supreme. Da 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 da, so tender and lean. Da 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 da, Dubuque.
Enjoy juicy lean Dubuque hams, canned or smoked, remarkably delicious.
Dubuque, Dubuque. Da 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 da, Dubuque, Dubuque. Da 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 da, Dubuque.
Surely David loved some nice crispy bacon with his eggs, or a plump ham and cheese sandwich for lunch, and what about a delicious stuffed ham for dinner? Let's read some Psalms of David and his love for pork. Well, sorry folks, no pork psalms. David did not eat swine. Psalm 89:29.
His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break, profane, defile, desecrate, and make common my statutes, and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with scourges and contagions.
We see that breaking Yahweh's laws is profaning, defiling, desecrating, and making common his laws. The result is chastisement by stripes, which are in the form of calamities and ailments sent from Yahweh to get your attention that you are missing the mark of duty, that you're sinning.
Scientific studies show that eating processed pork causes cancer. 1 out of every 10 store-bought pig livers test positive for hepatitis E. Pork plays a causative role in multiple sclerosis. Pork consumption echoes liver cancer and cirrhosis rates around the world. Pork can transmit Yersinia bacteria, causing short-term illness and raising the risk of reactive arthritis, chronic joint conditions, and Graves' disease. Pork contains harmful microorganisms. Pork causes gastroenteritis. Pork causes bacterial and parasitic infections. Increases risk of cancer, liver, and heart disease. Pigs are full of round, hook, tape, and pinworms. Pigs cause salmonella contamination. Pigs transfer E. coli, which causes abdominal cramps, vomiting, and bloody diarrhea. Pigs cause trichinellosis, which can take several months to disappear. Pigs cause listeriosis, which affects pregnant women, the elderly, babies, and individuals with weak immune systems. Pigs cause Staphylococcus aureus, which is not destroyed through cooking. Pigs are filled with viruses which we can catch, such as porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, PRRS, which attacks the immune system. The Nipah virus, which can lead to acute inflammation of your brain. Porcine endogenous retrovirus, PERV, from receiving pig organ transplants. And meningal, which cause birth deformations.
By eating pig, you are really bacon for health problems. Yahweh did not put pig on the menu, and he did not add it to the menu, and he never will include it on the menu because he created it as a scavenger, as nature's vacuum, an impure and unclean animal. If Yahweh makes a promise, or a decree, or a law, or a covenant, and he breaks it, then he profanes his own word. His word becomes defiled, desecrated, and made common. Psalm 89:34.
My covenant will I not break. I will not profane, defile, desecrate, or make it common, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips.
Psalm 106:34. They did not destroy the peoples, concerning whom Yahweh commanded them, but were mingled among the nations, and learned their works. Polluted the holy seed by race mixing. The Canaanites had many different gods, and child sacrifice was common in all of them. Rampant sexual conduct was also included in the sacrifices, which resulted in the birth of half-breed children, thus polluting the holy seed of Yisrael with Canaanite blood. We do the same thing today in all our once white nations. We mix with the other races and adopt their works and their idols. Verse 36, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them, yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Abortion is sacrifice. Race mixing is sacrifice. You are denying Yahweh pure children. Verse 38. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted by blood. Numbers 35:33.
So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood defiles the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it.
Psalm 106:39. Thus were they defiled, polluted, contaminated with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of Yahweh kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. The Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch shed the aborted blood of babies, polluting the land in every state, defiling the land, and the land cannot be cleansed until the blood of them that shed it is shed. This will happen when Yeshua returns. The women who get abortions and the family and friends that support them to get abortions are defiled and unclean. They have become common.
You don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is real spite. Ham, you don't say ham, you say spam. You don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is real spite. Ham, you don't say ham, you say spam.
When you want to serve delicious meals for your family, you don't say ham, you say spam.
You don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is real spice. Ham, you don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is real spice. Ham, you don't say.
You say no to spam.